Rob, first of all then, the question has to be asked, when did you make the decision that you were going to retire?
It was around Christmas time, back end of last year, and yeah, it's been on my mind for probably a little bit longer than that, and just basically I've been involved in kind of football to quite a demanding level and standard for the last 20 years or so, and you know, I've enjoyed it thoroughly throughout, but I was kind of ready to make the decision, and I just wanted to enjoy a bit more time with, you know, my friends and close family, and, you know, look at other challenges, because football has taken up, you know, a big part of my life, and like I say, I have enjoyed it, but yeah, I'm ready to start my next chapter, I think, now.
Would you say there was a worry you might get to the point where you're not enjoying playing football?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of you know, good times in football, but you know they soon pass. You know, you win a game on a Saturday and you know everything's brilliant, but you move on quickly to the next game, yeah. You know, I've enjoyed the good times, I've enjoyed, you know, the difficult times. I think they make you what you are. You know, a lot of the clubs that I've been at, there's been a mixed bag of, you know, good and bad times. But yeah, I've enjoyed my stint over the years, and, you know, I've met some friends for life at all the clubs that I've played at. Yeah, I felt like I went out the way that I wanted to go out, when it was kind of on my terms. Physically, I feel like, you know, I could still do a job for someone. Yeah, I think in my head, I'd made that decision around Christmas that I was ready just to take a step back.
Well, you mentioned there going out on your own terms. I mean, scoring on your last game must have been a really good feeling.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, I didn't know what to expect from Saturday. I had mixed emotions from announcing it. I told Paz the week before. I wasn't aware that my wife was rallying around friends and family, getting them to come down and support. I had my little girl, Ava. She was the mascot at the game. And yeah, I mean, it couldn't have gone any better. You know, to get a goal was brilliant. To get a win and finish, you know, as a squad, finish on a high. And, you know, it's not been the season we wanted, but, you know, to finish the season with a win was good for everyone. And yeah, just spending it with, you know, a great bunch of lads in that dressing room. You know, I couldn't have asked for a better send-off. You know, they give me the guard of honour, and it was just an amazing day. And Fars as a club, they were really good, presented me with, you know, a signed photo. And yeah, I just couldn't have asked for a better send-off.
I was going to say, mentioning that guard of honour, looking at the signed photo you received, it really was a case that those at Farsley went out of their way to ensure that you had that good day and that good send-off as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And I said to Josh Greaves, the CEO there, you know, how did you manage to, you know, to kind of sort this out? Because I did only tell Pars on the Saturday before, and I only really announced it the middle of last week, so it didn't really give people a lot of time to, you know, get things in place. But yeah, I, you know, I can't thank people enough. It was a brilliant occasion, and you know, everyone that came really enjoyed it, and yeah, just a really good day for me.
You mentioned earlier you've had this long career, you know, such a privileged career as well, over 20 years. I mean, what would the highlights be playing for so many clubs? Just what would the standout moments be?
It's a mixed bag. I think, you know, I was with Leeds United at a young age. I got released from there, kind of went to college. Fell out of love with football a little bit, but started to enjoy it again, playing at Notre Dame College in Leeds, and managed to get picked to play for England schoolboys at under 18s level, which was, you know, an amazing achievement. And you know, I scored a goal for them away in Finland, and that, you know, that was an unbelievable feeling. From there, going to Doncaster Rovers and getting a pro contract there, and I made my league appearance for them away at Kidderminster. that was an unbelievable feeling again. Things didn't quite work out and dropped into non-league football. I had some really good times at Ossett Town. You know, it's a great club with good people there. People such as Graham Firth and Frank Lloyd, who sadly they're no longer with us. But you know, Ossett was a kind of an underdog story with Ossett all the time. You know, we were never really favourites to win matches, but I think we use that to our strength. It's a powerful trait to have, being an underdog, and you know, I enjoyed my time there. And then going on to Bradford Park Avenue, a complete different animal. You know, they had financial backing, a lot of ambition, and you know, it took us, you know, 3 years, 6 seasons to get into the Conference North. We got beat in the extra time of the playoff final against Boston the first season I was there, and we got beat in the semi-final the second season. Then Greavesy got that last minute goals to get us into the Conference North, so that was an amazing achievement. A long hard season, and to get there via the playoffs was really good. And then, you know, we've had a couple of good cup runs at Bradford Park Avenue as well. We got to the first round of the FA Cup twice. Those were, you know, good experiences. There have been a lot of good times. Just been involved in, you know, Farsi as a club, because it is a brilliant club. I think everybody knows Farsi in non-league football. They're well respected, and the people there. And again, just playing with a group of players that I've played with a lot of players over my career, and I finished my playing bit as playing at the side of some of them, and that's been really good. James Knowles, brilliant for him. He's been back in for the last 4 or 5 games, and you know, brilliant to see him recover from his bad injury. The likes of Aidan Serby, you know, Ross Daly, you know, Paddy Miller, Lewis Nightingale, Josh Brent. I could go on. You know, the dressing room's brilliant. So just really good times.
For yourself, moving down from Football League to non-league, what did you expect of it, and did you think you'd have such a long career in non-league?
I didn't know too much about non-league football. When I was at Doncaster Rovers, I went on a loan spell to Gainsborough Trinity, and I enjoyed it there. I mean, I was training full-time, playing against, you know, part-time players, and I wasn't sure, you know, who was... You know, who was a good club, how it was run, completely different to the professional game. But it's challenging in semi-professional football. I think people don't appreciate how much effort the lads put into it. You know, finishing, you know, work, having to finish work early on a Tuesday night to drive up to Kendal. You know, put in a performance, get back, you know, a stupid hour, early hours of the morning, and then get up for work the next day, you know, and obviously have to do well in your job as well. So, there's a lot of commitment. And as well as that, I think with the influx of foreign players into the, you know, the higher leagues of English football, that kind of knocks your good English players into your semi-professional non-league levels. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges I think over the years is kind of holding your own and being able to keep your place in a team. You know, when you're turning up to pre-season, there's guys that are coming in from, you know, used to play at Premier League clubs, you know, Championship clubs. So it's been challenging, but definitely a challenge that, you know, I was up for, and definitely enjoyed it over the years.
And obviously, when a player has such a long playing career, there's always that question whether there'll be a management career, maybe a coaching career. Is that something you've looked at right now, or do you feel that that's it for football, that that's it done?
No, I think never say never on coaching and management. It's not something that I'm wanting to get into at this current stage of my life. But you know, I've had some good experiences, and you know, who knows what could happen. But I think I'm kind of ready in my mind to have a bit of an elongated break, try a few different things, and just enjoy, like I say, enjoy my time with my friends and family. And just see what happens. I'll keep popping in, and I know that many lads that, you know, are still playing, and you know, I'll turn up and support those, and you know, go and see the teams that I've used to play for. So yeah, I look forward to those. It'll be completely different. I'm not the greatest spectator, but I'll definitely support everyone that's helped me through my career.